Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, we explore the mystery of methane gas coming out of the ground on Mars. China also sets a target to overtake the U.S. in a Mars sample mission. Plus, stay tuned for more exciting news from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an intriguing development from the Red Planet. Scientists are seeking to find out what is producing the slow release of methane gas on Mars. Methane often results from biological processes, and on Earth, most of the gas comes from living creatures. For this reason, NASA has been investigating methane levels on Mars in a search for signs of current or past life. So far, no evidence has been found. But a new study is providing fresh details about this mysterious Martian methane. Here with more is our Simply Mars correspondent. So what has NASA's Curiosity rover discovered about methane on Mars?
The Curiosity rover, which arrived on Mars in 2012, has repeatedly measured methane levels on the Martian surface around Gale Crater. This area is believed to have contained a lake in the past and has shown other evidence of flowing water. Interestingly, NASA says Gale Crater is the only place where methane has been detected so far. Even a spacecraft collecting data on the Martian atmosphere, the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter, has not identified methane elsewhere. The methane observations also only happen at night, with levels going up and down seasonally and sometimes rising sharply for short periods. It's quite a mystery that has scientists considering many plot twists, as the Curiosity Project leader put it.
Very intriguing. So what explanation are the NASA researchers proposing for this unusual methane behavior on Mars?
A NASA research group theorizes that the detected methane could be trapped underneath hardened pieces of salt in the Martian soil and rock, known as regolith. They say temperature changes might explain the variable gas release. Warmer temperatures during certain seasons or times of day could weaken the seal on the methane, allowing it to escape. Small amounts could also be released if the regolith seal is broken by weight from above, like when the Curiosity rover drives over the area. This theory could help explain why methane has only been found where Curiosity is active in Gale Crater and not in other locations that other rovers like Perseverance are exploring.
Interesting. How did the researchers come up with this methane trapping theory and test it out?
The lead scientist actually got the idea from memories of an unrelated 2017 experiment growing microorganisms in simulated Martian frozen soil containing salt. In that study, an icy, salty crust formed on top of the soil. When conditions changed, the ice melted, the solid turned to gas, and left the salt behind. To test the methane theory, his team exposed frozen soil samples with salts commonly found on Mars to different temperatures and pressures in a Mars-like environment. They were able to repeatedly recreate this salt sealing and release process in the lab under Martian conditions. More experiments with different salts and settings are planned to further confirm the theory.
Fascinating stuff. It sounds like there's still a lot more to investigate when it comes to Martian methane. What's needed to really get to the bottom of this mystery?
While this study provides a compelling explanation for the unusual methane detections, the researchers note that to carry out more detailed investigations, a whole new generation of sensitive instruments will likely be needed. These would be designed to continuously measure methane from many different places across the Martian surface, rather than just the limited areas that rovers can access. Only with expanded, high-resolution data can scientists really start to unravel the lingering questions about methane on Mars and whether it could be connected to signs of past or present life.
A complex and captivating mystery that will no doubt continue to unfold in further studies. Thank you to our Simply Mars correspondent for that report on the latest methane findings from the Red Planet. In other space news, China has set an ambitious target to bring back samples from Mars by 2030, potentially overtaking NASA's plans for a similar mission. The timeline for China's Tianwen-3 mission was recently unveiled by Chinese space authorities. Here with more details is our space correspondent. So what exactly are China's plans for this Mars sample return mission?
China is aiming to launch the Tianwen-3 mission around 2028 and return samples to Earth in July 2031. The mission would include two launches, one to send a lander to Mars to collect samples, and another to send an orbiter and return capsule to retrieve those samples and bring them back to Earth. If successful, it would be a major milestone, as Mars samples have never been returned to Earth before.
And how does this timeline compare to what NASA and other space agencies are planning in terms of Mars sample return?
NASA and the European Space Agency are currently working on a multi-mission Mars sample return campaign, which aims to bring back samples that are currently being collected by NASA's Perseverance rover. The sample retrieval lander is planned for launch in 2028, with the samples expected to arrive back on Earth in 2033. So China's plans put it a couple years ahead of that timeline.
What are some of the challenges involved in a Mars sample return mission that make this 2030 target so ambitious?
A Mars sample return is incredibly complex, involving multiple spacecraft and the challenge of launching off the surface of Mars, rendezvousing in Mars orbit, and safely returning and landing the samples on Earth. The round-trip journey will take several years. There are also planetary protection considerations to ensure the Martian samples do not contaminate Earth. China has landed on Mars before with Tianwen-1 in 2021, but a sample return is a whole other level of difficulty.
How significant would returning samples from Mars be for science and our understanding of the Red Planet?
Scientists are eager to get their hands on Mars rocks to study in Earth labs with powerful instruments not possible on spacecraft. The samples could provide insights into Mars's geologic history, whether it once harbored life, and how its climate has changed over time. Returning samples is the logical next step before eventual crewed missions to Mars. It's a top priority for Mars exploration, which is why we're seeing this space race of sorts emerge between the U.S. and China.
Thanks for that fascinating report on China's ambitious plans for Mars exploration. We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on their progress. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.